you like this episode, please subscribe, share with others, rate and review so we can continue to bring you great programming.
Let's change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast. I'm your host, Nikki Desai. Today, I'm very glad to be speaking with James Connor. James is the founder of Flexible Sites and is a nonprofit advisor. How are you doing this morning, James?
I'm doing great, Mickey. I'm glad to be here on this episode with you, man.
Yeah, we got plenty of things to talk about. When we met, you sort of introduced yourself as a fractional CTO, or at least not as a fractional CTO, but let's just jump right into that. What is a fractional CTO?
So a fractional CTO is basically another way of saying part-time or virtual CTO. Okay, so if you're a nonprofit and you were thinking of hiring a full-time CTO and you were just trying to figure out how to get it into your fit it into your budget, you can just reach out to a fractional CTO. What we do is we have a set number of hours that will work with you. At least I do. So if you say, "Hey, I need you for at least 15 hours a month," you know, that includes planning, updates to platforms or building the platform, meetings, technical meetings. You know, a CTO takes care of a lot of different responsibilities, also hiring the devs, those kind of things.
What kind of nonprofit needs a CTO anyway? I mean, I'm thinking of a lot of small to medium-sized nonprofits that may not think they need one, but probably do. What kind of organization really needs a CTO, but maybe not a full-time one?
Definitely organizations that, you know, are a small team. You know, maybe they don't have less than five people, mm-hmm. and none of them have like a technical background. Okay, then you're going to want a fractional CTO just to help with those, you know, discussions of where they want to take their websites or where they want to store their data, or to, you know, if they want to analyze, you know, the donations and contributions that are coming through whatever mediums they are using to reach their audience. At the end of the day, you just want someone that's part of the team and that you can trust in and say, "Hey, look, we're thinking about doing this. What are our options? What do you think?"
You sort of answered my next question, is what are the activities that a CTO would be involved in? But all those technological decisions that the rest of staff may not have the backing for, if they need a database but don't know how to construct it, why hire a full-time person when you have a part-time person on staff who's got that knowledge ready to go?
Yes, exactly. I mean, there's quite a bit that a CTO can do. It's just a matter of what needs are of the nonprofit. Say there's a donor management software that the team wants to use. They got a deal, or you know, something like, you know, SendinBlue, which does email marketing and CRM. The CTO can decide, "Hey, look, we're going to use this software. These are the options you have. We can hire someone to oversee the using the software, or it could be one of their internal teams." But then, you know, the CTO handles making sure the domains are up to date, they're paid for, you know, SSLs are there for your domains and your website. And like I said, all the software is paid up for. And you know, basically, if there's any places that they can save money, because for nonprofits, their budget is one of the main priorities. So as a CTO, I'm always looking for alternatives to say, "Okay, we can use this platform. It'll save us money down the road."
Let's talk about that for a second. It's a money-saving measure. It gives the nonprofit some confidence in making technological decisions that they may not have the skills to normally do. Those are a couple of good pros for getting a fractional CTO on their books, right?
Yep.
What are the disadvantages to doing this?
There's a couple of disadvantages. So for a fractional CTO, it's just as any resource that is shared, okay? Mm-hmm. If you have something that comes up, say your organization is about to get a grant and they're interested in adding some integration from their, you know, from their database and their software, and you need that technical person on that call. If it's you know, a short notice, and say, like, you know, it says, "Hey, are you available tomorrow?" That fractional CTO may not be available because obviously they have other nonprofits that they're working with. So, you know, if it's short notice, they may not be available to you all the time, 24/7. But if you give them enough notice, then they can, you know, change their schedule around. I've done that plenty of times where I said, okay, this is an important meeting, yeah, you know, and ask whoever I'm meeting up with to just reschedule for another time. But and the other thing is that as a fractional CTO, it's always a thing of they're part of your team. And usually you want to work with someone that's passionate about your mission and goal.
Right.
At the same time, they may not be 100% committed because their focus is helping other nonprofits, helping other clients that they're working with and making sure they succeed.
Right. So they are part of your staff.
Correct. Yeah. Part-time virtual.
How do you make sure you're hiring someone who's in line with your vision and your mission?
Well, usually what happens is that you do like a trial period. You work for that person for a month, you know, go over some of the responsibilities, how, you know, what kind of suggestions and ideas they come up with. There's no long-term contract. Now, after, you know, the trial period as a fractional CTO, I'll sit there and say, okay, now can we do this for 6 months and put a contract together? This way you both can feel out. I mean, there's some times where I'll do a trial period with a nonprofit and it's not necessarily a good fit, you know, not because I don't either, because I know I learn more about the mission and how they're going about, you know, reaching their goals, or maybe it's just not a fit, you know, in, you know, with one of the team members, or, you know, you don't necessarily mesh as well chemistry wise with the executive director or whoever, you know, whoever's on staff.
Hold on 1 second, James. Mm-hmm. So let's pretend for a second that I'm a medium-sized nonprofit. I've got 5 people on my payroll. We are about to do a major database migration, and we don't have a full-time technological person on staff. Does my fractional CTO need to be someone who signs a year-long contract with me? Can I just hire a person for one consulting gig, or is a fractional CTO by definition someone I have that like year-long relationship with?
It depends upon the person. So for a majority of fractional CTOs, they want that long-term engagement, right? They want to be working with you. They, you know, they don't just want to work with you for a month or two and then you know, you go away. It's time invested, obviously getting to know you, things of that nature. At the same time, you can also set up a contract so that there is no set number of hours. And, you know, so if there's a big feature or a big data migration, as you mentioned, as a fractional CTO, I can oversee that entire process, make sure it's handled, make sure everything is good. And then, you know, obviously I'm there for support for the next couple months. And if that nonprofit goes away and says, hey, we don't have anything else right now, but you're the first person I'm coming to, I'd rather have them help them out and know that they can come back to me whenever they want. And as long as they are happy with my work, you know, it's a continued relationship. It's just not, I don't have that 20 hours every month from them. And that's fine. As long as it's understood. And when they want to start back up, if it fits within my schedule, then I'm all on board.
Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. That's one of the good things about podcasts. I learned from Paul. He was like, yeah, if it's not live, it's recording, you can cut everything out.
Exactly. I just had to kiss the wife goodbye.
Yep.
So how long have you been doing this, and how many nonprofits have you been able to touch?
Well, as a co-founder of Flexible Sites, we've been able to touch over 200 nonprofits, meaning that people that are either they were using Wix or Squarespace or WordPress, and they've outgrown the platform. And now they're, as their organization is growing, they are saying like, hey, we need a website that, you know, can represent us in a professional manner, make us look bigger than we are. And at the same time, they're delegating that technical responsibility to someone else. So for me, it's been a pleasure working with these nonprofits, you know, just helping them with their mission, helping them with their technical needs, and being a partner with them long term.
Right. I know we're going to talk about flexible sites in a second. Again, our third edit.
No worries.
And so we will dedicate another whole episode, I think, to flexible sites. I think there's enough there to talk about for a really quick conversation. How did you get into the business, and why choose to support nonprofits in this manner?
Well, when I was first in my 20s, early 20s, and I was working, you know, starting my career, I always liked volunteering. You know, it was just something. I was an EMT back in, you know, in college. It was just something in my nature. I just liked helping people. I liked being there as support. But as I volunteered for nonprofits and I was there on a regular basis, I would get the same questions, you know, like, oh, what do you do? I'm a software developer. Oh, so can you do websites? Yeah. Well, we have a website that looks terrible. Can you help out with it? Sure. Why not? Right. So it just kept coming every time I was volunteering with a new nonprofit. It would just come up eventually that I would end up helping with their website. So which was fine. And then what happened was is that as I progressed in my career, I read Blake McCuskey's book about Tom's Shoes, and that from there said, you know, it just planted a seed. Like, if when I own my own tech company, I want to have a buy one, give one model for my tech company. I want to be able to work with small, medium-sized businesses and then donate to nonprofits.
Got it. This who just showed up. Edit number 4. So this is pretty cool. I mean, in my own life as a nonprofit executive and as a nonprofit consultant, you know, it's easy to tell a nonprofit that they need just a tech consultant for a particular project. But
right.
But I've never spoken to a nonprofit in an advisory capacity to say you need a fractional CTO, a person who's essentially either on retainer or has an actual part-time agreement with a nonprofit just for technology purposes. And I think that's brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying a fractional CTO will work for every organization, by no means. I mean, there's going to be some very small organizations that don't need a fractional CTO. A technical consultant will suffice just for whatever their needs are at that immediate time. But as you grow, you're going to want someone there just to reach out to, just to bounce ideas and know what your options are and know that they have your best interest in mind, rather than reaching out to a tech company and them saying like, oh yeah, we'll take care of all your technical needs, your website needs. So in the end, the fractional CTO is mainly for those nonprofits that can't afford a full-time, you know, technical person on their staff to oversee everything that they need, but they have someone that's there, you know, whenever they need. Hey, I meet with nonprofits on a weekly basis, just because that's what they want. That's what they need. They say, Jim, I need you for an hour or half an hour every week. Okay. And that's on the schedule and that fits within the contract.
Yep. Okay. My last question for you today has something to do with how to actually vet a fractional CTO. If I'm looking for a fractional CTO, in addition to the required skill sets, what should I be looking for? And what are some warning signs that I shouldn't be hiring a particular person to be a fractional CTO?
Oh man, that is an excellent question. It's kind of the same. If you're non-technical, you're not going to know, you know, those technical questions to ask. So what you're going to go based off of is asking about their experiences either leading a team or growing an organization's, you know, platform, whether it, you know, was a website, whether it was mobile apps. But you're going to ask about that experience, ask them how it went, and then ask for referrals. I mean, at the end of the day, that's going to be you know, one of the biggest indicators. You know, obviously you want to make sure, hey, this person is interested. There's good chemistry, but also you want to talk to some of their past people that they worked with, you know, team members. Hey, how did it go? How was that project? Was it organized? Was your fractional CTO on point? Was he, you know, up to date with everything? So, you know, you're going to ask for a feel. You're going to ask, you know, how they handle certain situations, because at the end of the day, a CTO is a higher order, you know, title. It's a higher order position. So you have to make sure that that person can, you know, communicate, obviously, is one of the most, is the key ingredients, but also they're able to lead the team, make good decisions, and share the best options to you.
I like, I mean, exactly. And I'm sitting here nodding my head. Our listeners can't see me do this, but it's like, yes, always check references, right? Always look at a track record and talk to past clients. And I think that's brilliant advice. James, this is wonderful stuff. If a nonprofit listener wanted to learn more about you or about fractional CTOs in general, how would you suggest they get in touch with you?
Well, they can find me on LinkedIn. If you have a LinkedIn profile, they can just look up James Connor. I'm based in Philadelphia, or you can just look up James Connor Flexible Sites on LinkedIn, and my profile will come up. Another way is to just go to flexiblesites.com and then sign up for a demo, and we'll, you know, you'll be able to talk to me that way and learn more about our platform and services. But also, just if you're just looking for a technical person that you want to have, you know, to consult with, then yeah, you know, send me a connect on LinkedIn.
Awesome. Great. James, thank you for taking the time to be my guest today. I can't wait to do the conversation about flexible sites.
Perfect. Thank you, Mickey.
This has been The Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.
The Snapcast is a production of the Nonprofit Snapshot. Please visit us at nonprofitsnapshot.org to learn more about our consulting work and the ways we can help your organization continue to make the world a better place.